Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A Long Island 21-year-old took his social media pranks too far. Now he's facing a judge today.
Social media pranksters get a lot of likes, get a lot of views, and get a lot of attention. But authorities say a 21-year-old Corum man's pranks were illegal. And now he faces a number of charges. Kyle Vasquez is accused of dumping a large container of eggs on his head at Ralph's Ices in Center Reach, causing a mess but never cleaning it up. Vasquez is also accused of pouring a bucket of beans on his head at a restaurant and doing pranks on people in their homes without their consent. Authorities say if you believe you were a victim, please contact Suffolk County Police. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Closing arguments are getting started today in the second Harvey Weinstein sex crimes trial here in New York City. The 73-year-old is charged with 3 separate attacks on 3 different women in Manhattan between 2006 and 2013. He had previously been convicted of rape and sexual assault 5 years ago and had begun serving a 23-year prison sentence when that conviction was overturned on a technicality last spring. Weinstein has also been sentenced to 16 years behind bars in a separate rape and assault case in Los Angeles. There's a court hearing today in the fight over the Adams administration's move to let ICE have an office at Rikers Island.
The hearing today will be happening in New York Supreme Court, a coalition of groups working together to support the city council's lawsuit to stop ICE from having an office at Rikers. Now, the Immigrant Defense Project is part of that coalition. We spoke with their Yasmin Farhang. She tells 1010 Winds the mayor is doing this to try to spread fear.
He's using the sort of fear-mongering about gangs, right? The same fear-mongering that the federal administration is using to sort of arbitrarily deprive people of their rights, ship them to Sea Cotton, El Salvador, right? To attempt to fool New Yorkers into believing that this is about their safety.
City Hall saying despite the lawsuit and temporary restraining order, they're confident the mayor has the right to do this and that it will eventually move forward. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
An investigation is underway after a threatening letter was sent to the yeshiva on Ocean Parkway and Avenue M in Midwood, Brooklyn. Sources tell the Daily News it talked about shootings being planned in Midwood, Flatbush, and Waterbury, Connecticut, all areas with significant Jewish populations. The letter has since been traced, the Daily News says, to 47-year-old Matthew Karolewski, who's currently behind bars at the Clinton Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Andrew Cuomo is now saying he regrets resigning as governor. Cuomo telling the New York Times he now thinks he should have stayed in office and believes he could have fought to clear his name. He said at the time he believed he would be a distraction, but with an apparent shot at Governor Hochul, said, quote, looking back, what has really been done in the past 4 years anyway? unquote. The Times interview was not the first time that Mr. Cuomo expressed regret for his decision to resign as governor. Still, it's a sharp turnaround from what he said in the summer of 2021. Cuomo resigned after a report he requested from the state attorney general found that he had sexually harassed a number of current and former New York State employees and had created an office, quote, filled with fear and intimidation. He expressed regret at the time for making anyone feel uncomfortable, but denied the most serious allegations. Today, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg will be awarding $300,000 to 11 organizations in Manhattan that have been working alongside law enforcement to reduce gun violence in the city. Bragg said these organizations that are on the ground are helping kids get into a better space by having them work with mentors on extracurricular activities, work on art projects, and all focused on nonviolence.
The engagement with the youth has really been extraordinary. They're doing everything from right here in Manhattan, working with mentors and great organizations, doing things like painting murals with anti-violence messages, recording music with anti-violence messages.
Some of the organizations receiving the funds include Street Corner Resources in Harlem and Grand Street Settlement on the Lower East Side. Bragg says these organizations working with law enforcement have brought down gun violence in the borough by as much as 45%. They're breaking ground this month on the new softball field at the Walton Educational Complex in the Bronx. Vern Wren is the acting principal at the Celia Cruz High School of Music on the Walton campus. He tells 1010 Winds the project will rebuild the worn-out, rodent-infested softball field that students have been complaining about for years.
They go out to visit other softball fields and they compare the difference between ours and the ones they see in other places. And they raise questions as far as how come our softball field is in the condition it's in.
Work on the field is scheduled to get started right after the school year on June 27th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.